tourism is big business for the Buckeye State. Last year, 219 million folks visited Ohio, most coming from within 300 to 500 miles, and they spent a lot of money here. Getting them here is the job of Tourism Ohio, part of the state's Development Services Agency. Today, Tourism Ohio Director Matt McLaren joins us to talk about the business of tourism, what's being done to boost it, and to tell us about some of the fun things we can still do and see this summer. It's all today on Town Hall Ohio.
This is Town Hall Ohio, home to interesting people, engaging issues, and enlightening stories. Town Hall Ohio is a production of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working to forge a partnership between farmers and consumers, and is supported by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Now, here's Town Hall Ohio host, Joe Corneli.
Back roads and big cities, sports, music, nature, food. Ohio has a lot to offer its residents, but also to its visitors. The state agency Tourism Ohio is charged with building an industry that is already valued at some $44 billion. We're going to learn more today with our guest, Mr. Matt McLaren, Director of Tourism Ohio. Matt, first-time visitor, welcome to Town Hall Ohio.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Really excited to talk to you about our Ohio Find It Here campaign and the growing tourism business for the state of Ohio.
It is indeed a big business. Before we get into all of that, though, I don't know if agency is the right term that I use, but Tourism Ohio is a function of state government. Let our listeners know more about why you exist and what you do.
Yeah, well, we exist to get more visitors to the state of Ohio, to really create that positive image of our state for our visitors to think about doing their vacations or doing long trips here. And we use our Ohio Find It Here campaign to go ahead and market within 300 miles of the state, encouraging people to visit Ohio.
So, and we're going to talk about the campaign itself here in a little bit, but first of all, who pays the tab for this? Is this all taxpayer funded?
Sure. We're part of Ohio's Department of Development, Development Service Agency. And yes, thank you to the taxpayers. That's where most of our money ends up coming from. But we also have a co-op where we get funds from across the state to help grow our number of marketing dollars and really make a solid impact in encouraging visitors, creating the image of Ohio as a visitor destination.
So give us your quick speech when you're not working, but somebody happens to say, well, why would I want to come to Ohio? What makes Ohio an attractive place to visit? What are our strengths?
Sure. So Ohio Find It Here plays off of the emotional connection that people have with the state. So you won't just see a picture of Marblehead Lighthouse or a roller coaster at Cedar Point. You'll see a family in front of that Marblehead Lighthouse enjoying themselves. You'll see friends sitting in the front of the new Steel Vengeance roller coaster going down it, having this exciting experience. It's those emotions that you can have in the state, those connections that are advertising campaign plays off of that gets people to choose to come here.
Who are we in competition with? You're not the only state tourism director, I'm betting.
Well Joe, let me talk about how it affected me too. I think, you know, I've been on the job for about 7 months now. I spent 3 years in Washington, D.C. after living and working here for over a decade. In fact, grew up in Akron, Ohio, came down to Columbus. And in 3 years in D.C., I realized the difference between other places in our state. It's really the people that make Ohio special. And it was actually one of the ads for Ohio Find It Here. It's now in its second full year of the campaign. This is just the beginning of a dad and his daughter at the Circleville Pumpkin Festival. Pumpkin's as big as she is. She's dressed in a princess dress in the ad and having this magical moment with her father. And I looked at that. And I'm a dad of two young daughters, 8 and 4, that love to wear princess dresses. I looked at that and it made me want to be back in Ohio. And it was about that same time that I had the opportunity to interview for the state tourism director position. And very fortunate to have received that position, but haven't forgot that it's the people that make the difference for Ohio. And that's why they're featured in so many of our ads.
What'd you do in D.C.?
3 years working for the American Hotel and Lodging Association, doing membership from them, really traveling across the entire country. I think I saw 42 states in my 3 years there.
Native of Ohio, Akron, correct?
Yeah, I am. Both my parents were teachers. Very happy to have grown up in Akron, Springfield. Great city, and still going back and being able to go downtown and see the number of restaurants, the number of fun places to go, continue to grow. Go see an Akron Rubber Ducks game. All fun things I like to do when I go back home. My mom still lives there. But I've called Columbus my home ever since I came down here for Ohio State. Just kind of stuck around after that, except for those 3 years in D.C.
So back to one of my other questions, competition. Who are Ohio's most direct competitors? Just are the states that we're contiguous to?
It is the states we're contiguous to, and the states around us are the ones that we're doing most of our marketing in. Happy to say that we've been able to increase our marketing this year. So last year we market all across the state of Ohio because we still want people in Ohio to go and visit and do things in our state. We marketed in Michigan and we marketed in Pennsylvania. This year we've also added Kentucky, West Virginia, and Indiana. So we have a truly regional campaign where our Ohio Find It Here commercials playing in Ohio and every state around it. But one of the things that makes that special, Michigan's one of our competitors, right? They're encouraging people from many of those same states to come to Michigan. Well, you may have seen a Pure Michigan commercial once or twice here in Ohio. I'm happy to say that our Ohio Find It Here commercials are playing just like that in the state of Michigan right now.
Yeah, you know, the team up north gets the occasional Buckeye to come up there, so I guess that's okay.
It's the OSU in me. I'm a little competitive with them.
as well you should be and win that competition. Tourism as an economic engine in Ohio. I threw out some stats a little bit earlier, Matt, but help our listeners understand why Tourism Ohio would be in the Development Services Agency of Ohio government.
Yeah, well, their stats are fantastic. That 219 million visits we received in 2017 was a record number of visitors for our state. And what does that mean? Well, that means $44 billion is now being spent by visitors in Ohio, another record. So think about that, $44 billion, that's going to retail, to restaurants, lodging, attractions. They come for our state parks, our sports events. At one point, it touches almost every part of businesses across the state of Ohio. That's new money coming into our state. When we took a look at the number of jobs employed, 428,000 people in the state of Ohio have jobs because of the tourism industry. State of about 11 and a half million people, 428,000, that's a lot of people, a lot of jobs. And that's tourism. And the more tourism grows, the more all those businesses I named, the retail, the restaurants, the lodging, the attractions, and more, continue to grow, and the more jobs that we can employ within our state.
And then besides the businesses, I'm sure the local governments in many cases benefit too. For example, I don't like paying a bed tax when I go stay at a nicer hotel in a bigger city, but that money that comes from tourism, it gets into the state's general fund.
That's right, and it's money when we're marketing, getting someone from Indiana to come here, they're bringing that money that's out of state into our state. They're paying taxes, and they're, when you talk about lodging tax, it's significant when you look at the sales tax they're paying on retail and restaurants. It's contributing to the total tax revenue of not just the local governments, but of the state government as well.
Matt McLaren is the director of Tourism Ohio, and we're talking a little bit about the business and the fun of tourism. So we'll get to some time-specific events here a little bit later in the show, but the year-round biggies for the state of Ohio, what are some of the ones that you find are some of the largest reasons that people come visit our state?
Well, Joe, we're talking right now as the Ohio State Fair is going on, so you know I have to talk about that. I actually came from there this morning. We have an Ohio Find It Here booth in the Bricker Building that has these adventure trails, these fun trails to do all across the state, from coffee to food to scenic. It's a great experience to go to the Ohio State Fair. Make sure you stop by the booth there. Other things that are going on, Ohio continues to host really big, really neat events. Very fortunate we had the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions earlier this year, and just in a few weeks from now, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, you will see the Pro Football Hall of Fame inductions. They have 8 new people going into what will be over 130 total Hall of Famers in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio.
Tell folks a little bit more. You mentioned two that are up there pretty close proximity, the Rock Hall of Fame and Museum and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. For folks that may not know about them, tell us a little bit more about what you'll see at those two venues.
Yeah, so the Rock Hall has all these great exhibits and memorabilia from the top rock artists of all time. I mean, think your Aerosmiths and more. And when you walk in, you can see the giant hot dog that Phish rode in on in one of their concerts, these planes, these really cool props that were used from the top rock and roll artists across the world. and that are now part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions. And then you can go and you can see the clothing they wore, the guitars they played, learn stories about them, and learn the history of rock and roll, both in Ohio and across the United States.
And for longtime listeners, you'll note that, I guess probably a year or so ago, we had Dr. Michael Drake in, the president of The Ohio State University. He sits on the board of trustees for the Rock Hall and Museum, and he's a huge music fan, is pretty proud of that venue up there, too. Come a little south from the Rock Hall, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's been there a long time. I remember being a little kid and mom and dad taking me there, but apparently it still brings people in.
It does, and being an Akron, growing up in Akron, is right down the street from me in Canton, so I remember the same thing. My dad, who played high school football and a year of college, he was a fan, and he made sure that my brother and I got to go down and see it. The Pro Football Hall of Fame continues to update and continues to be a really top-notch destination. They have 8 new inductees coming in here in just a few weeks, including Randy Moss and Brian Urlacher. And they're now hosting. If you haven't been up there lately, their stadium is amazing. They've made major improvements to it over the last couple of years. They're now hosting a Thursday night game, the first NFL kickoff of the preseason. You have the Bears and the Ravens playing on Thursday night, August 2nd, right here in Canton, Ohio, nationally televised game.
So beyond that, of course, the Browns, the Bengals, the Cavaliers, the Reds, the Indians, do those sports venues tend to be a general attraction, or is it just the baseball fan that's going to come in?
Oh, no, they're an attraction, and it's, you got to remember, when the Indians are playing the Yankees, we're seeing people from New York come here, and how do we end up marketing to them and encouraging them? And actually, last time I was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was that exact scenario, and they had a big event out front with Indians versus Yankees playing to that New York crowd. Same thing when you have the Indianapolis Colts or Pittsburgh Steelers coming in to play the Bengals or the Browns. We know we're getting visitors in. The playoffs just this past year with the Cavaliers getting Indianapolis Pacers, you know you're getting people from Indianapolis to come here, from Indiana, the entire state. We hope that they'll see Ohio, that they'll recognize what can be done here and what we have to offer, and that they'll plan their trip and come back. And that's why Ohio Find It Here, Ohio.org, we actually have over 1,000 things you can do across the state of Ohio. We're talking about some of the big ones, but I want to talk about some of the others too, in ways that we've been able to connect with groups like Ohio Proud and the Department of Agriculture to promote local Ohio companies, Ohio wines, and more.
Amusement parks. We've got a couple of pretty famous ones here in Ohio.
You knew I couldn't get out of here without talking about Cedar Point and Kings Island. Cedar Point now has 17 roller coasters, roller coaster capital of the world. They added Steel Vengeance. I've had a chance to be on it. It's the world's first over 200-foot tall hybrid roller coaster. That means steel track on a wood frame. This thing will take you up, it'll take you down, then it winds you around all through that wood frame. It's almost like you're going through a cave for the last part of it. Pretty exciting. In fact, Joe, do you know about airtime?
A little bit, but my mom would say I used to could.
Well, you might know about airtime with the radio, but this is a little different airtime. I asked the guys that are part of the ride, what do you mean? Well, you're twisting around and going up and circling over so much that your butt's out of the seat and you're being held in by the straps above you. It's a fun time.
Yeah, that is something that I used to be able to do, want to do, and I leave it to the kids and grandkids. We're chatting with Matt McLaren, Director of Tourism Ohio. We're going to learn about more fun things to see and do here in the Buckeye State, and also talk about some special events, some trails that they're being promoted for this year. We'll be back right after this.
Just a tourist here. Year after year, I'm just a tourist here. Suddenly appear with a camera in a city taking pictures.
Welcome back to Town Hall, Ohio. We're talking with Matt McLaren, Director of Tourism Ohio. It's his job to get a whole bunch of people come see all the wonderful things Ohio has to offer and leave their out-of-state money behind while they're here. Did I get that pretty close to right, Matt?
Right on, Joe.
I know it's not quite that mercenary, but that is part of why we do this, is it serves as an economic engine for the Buckeye State. We've talked about a few things that are going on, some of the traditionals, the amusement parks, and we didn't mention zoos. We should. Got quite a few of those in Ohio that are a big attraction.
We have a lot of great zoos in Ohio, whether it's the Toledo Zoo or the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo, or I know I'm not supposed to have a favorite, but I do. The Columbus Zoo and Aquarium right here with Jack Hanna's involvement, one of my family's favorites.
There are new touristy kinds of things to do that are really developing, and one of those kind of crosses over into much of where Farm Bureau resides, and that's the whole farm to table space and local foods. We know that trend that consumers want to have a closer contact with their food is developing. Is that playing out in tourism? Is that a reason people will get off the interstates and hit some back roads of Ohio?
It absolutely is, and I think Ohio should own this space because it's two things that we do extremely well, right? When we grow things and we make things here, and you combine that with the tourist experience, people should want farm-to-table. They should expect it in Ohio because they're going to get the freshest meats, the freshest vegetables, the freshest food.
And the chance to meet the people that are actually producing it is key. Sort of related to that, the explosion in the brewing of craft beers around Ohio. I should have the stats off the top of my head, but we have seen just so many new breweries popping up, 40-some here in Columbus area alone. I'm sure we're well into the hundreds across the state. How's that all playing out?
You're right. They continue to grow, and I'm happy to say that we have two of the top 50 craft breweries across the United States right here in Ohio with the Great Lakes Brewing Company up in Cleveland and Rheingeist down in Cincinnati, both making that list. But you're right. There's hundreds of more breweries, and it's really neat to go see and have this great experience at Wolf's Ridge where they have fantastic food, really cool local brews. Jackie O's down in Athens, and many other of these craft breweries that continue to make names for themselves locally, statewide, and some of them nationally.
Yeah, and Donnie Winchell would never forgive me if I didn't mention, along with the breweries, Ohio has a tradition of some great wineries as well.
Well, and Donnie Winchell is a friend, and her ability to bring Ohio wines, the recognition that Ohio does make good wine, and the wine continues to get better and better and more recognition. It's fantastic. The number of wineries also continues to grow. There are wine trails now. If you haven't been up to Ashtabula to sit on some of these beautiful farms for where the grapes are growing, and really the houses themselves, the crush houses and such, like Gervasi Vineyard, where you can eat dinner and overlook beautiful grapes being grown and try fantastic Ohio wines, it's something you got to do.
Talk a little bit about Amish country in Ohio, another big attraction.
Well, just before I do, I want to say a thanks to the Ohio Wine Growers. We've had a good partnership with them, and we use Ohio Find It Here. Well, they are now using Ohio Wines Growing Here, right, playing into our same theme, and it's great to be able to have partners. It makes us easier to promote them and market them as well and talk even more about Ohio wines.
How about Amish country?
Amish country is one of my favorite stops because it's not that far away from Akron, so I grew up going there too. Whether it's the dozens, if not hundreds, of specialty cheeses you find at Heinen's, or just that experience of walking down the street and seeing a horse and buggy next to you, it's something special, and it's something people come from all over the world to see here in Ohio. Amazingly, we've found that that's when we have Chinese visitors, that's one of the things that they want to see.
Really?
Because it takes them back to their country times, takes them back to their thinking before so many of the cities grew up in China as well.
So I almost at the opposite end of the spectrum of the Amish lifestyle as a tourist attraction, Ohio has quite a history in space and aviation too, and that brings people in.
It does, and we're very happy to have the United States Air Force Museum over near Dayton, Ohio. And then that history, right? The Wright brothers being from Dayton, Ohio, and being able to see the Wright Flyer connected in so many ways. It's one of the reasons you can now find a Dayton Aviation Trail at ohio.org. Over 20 stops taking you from Carillon Brewing Company that has one of the original Wright Flyers through the U.S. Air Force Museum, and also the Air and Space Museum in Wapakoneta. And to remind people, you'll hear us talk even more about it in 2019, because that'll be 50 years since the first walk on the moon.
The one of pieces of Ohio's heritage that we're proud of is the fact that we're the birthplace of many presidents. Talk a little bit about the opportunity to connect with that if you want to tour Ohio.
Yeah, and this is what's amazing to me. Tourism connects to so many different areas, including now history. I was just up at the Rutherford B. Hayes Museum up on the coast of Lake Erie. Just great museum, legacy of this Civil War, just past Civil War president. And I asked him, how do you connect your visitors here to the other places in Ohio? Well, we're working on a trail now that's going to do that, because you have Grant, you have so many others, the eight presidents from Ohio, and they each have special places throughout the state. So look very soon for an ohio.org presidential trail that will connect them.
Not to put you on the spot, you got a personal favorite or two you'd like to throw a plug out there for?
I'm very happy to see Ohio still with those eight presidents, right, being held up there. Just can't wait for that next president to come from Ohio as well.
We'll be back in just a couple of moments to, and I didn't mean favorite president, by the way. I meant favorite tour stop. But
I took it that way.
Yeah. I saw where you went with that. You're pretty good at this game. We're going to talk more about tourism in the Buckeye State and learn about some of the attractions and get back into a little bit of the business side of thing, too. How do we take all of this great stuff and turn it into enterprise for Ohio families? We'll continue that conversation with Matt McLaren. He is the director of Tourism Ohio. We'll be back to hear more with Matt in just a few moments.
We're the keeper of great name, 'cause we've got the rock and roll, the Football Hall of Fame. O-H-I-O.
Great place to spend a summer vacation, pieces of it, or as much as you can would be right here in the Buckeye State. That's the message that Tourism Ohio takes within a 300 to 400 or 500 mile radius of Ohio. Matt McLaren is director of Tourism Ohio and has been sharing a few of the hot spots, things that bring people into the Buckeye State. Let's talk, Matt, about the mechanics. A couple of years ago, and folks will remember a lot of Ohio marketing slogans. I think maybe one of the most familiar ones is the heart of it all. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, this new one came out. It's an outline of the shape of Ohio, and the theme is Ohio, find it here. What was the thinking behind that particular campaign? What were the marketing experts going for?
We needed people who didn't know about Ohio to know about Ohio. The shape, the image, the positive feelings that we could connect them to about our state. And this is now the third year of the campaign, second full year of the Ohio Find It Here campaign. When you look at the marketing studies prior to this campaign, asking people from that, 500-mile radius what their image was, many of them didn't have a real image of Ohio. This was our chance to create it, and we created it through emotional connections, through excitement, through joy, through happiness, showing people connecting, couples paddling during Riverfest on the Ohio River, families along the Lake Erie shorelines, making people see that it's a great place to visit and showing them what we have to visit.
You mentioned that 500-mile radius. What's magic about that? Why is that kind of the target geography?
No, great question. So 300-mile to 500-mile radius is very drivable, plus a very large portion of the United States lives within that 500 miles of Ohio. So we know most of our visitors come in by driving here, and then we hopefully will have them stay a few nights once they get here. We're currently able to market very strongly within the 300-mile radius, and then when you get out to that 500, it would include Chicago and Washington, D.C., which are other very large markets. We're doing a little bit with earned media there, but look forward to being able to do more and more, telling our story, creating our positive image, and getting more visitors.
So geography is one thing, but what about the demographics? As you look to market the state, what does the research tell you? I mean, you're going to buy a certain television station because it reaches a certain audience, or a certain newspaper, or be on a certain social channel. Who are the people most likely to come to the Buckeye State?
Yeah, one of the things we know is Ohio is a very family-friendly state. And when you look at the research, it shows that usually the mom is making the decisions on travel within the family. So you will see a lot of our advertising skew slightly female, trying to show images that appeal to the moms. But also, making sure that we cover what brings people, right? The emotions from whether it's male, female, children, or adults, the emotions that will make them think positively about the state. So it can be an entire family decision to come here. So
what are some of the tools you're using? What are the deliverables in the marketing campaign?
Yeah, you always see an action word with whatever we do. So if it's a magical moment, the word magic will be at the top of it. Love is another one that we like to use. Joy is one, and then happiness. These type of words we know connect with the viewer, especially when they see people doing those activities, the magical moment of the Circleville Pumpkin Festival and the dad and the daughter, the happiness of the family in front of Marblehead Lighthouse. That connection, using those images with the emotion word, is a connection. The other one, Joe, the outline of the state of Ohio. Making sure people know what our state looks like so that they can distinguish us. And I know it's hard to believe sometimes, but a lot of the U.S. doesn't distinguish Ohio like they should. Making that outline part of our logo helps them distinguish Ohio.
Matt McLaren's director of Tourism Ohio, our guest in the studio today. What about the media being used? I assume you use some traditional, and I would imagine you're kind of big in social space too.
We do. I'm very proud of what we're doing in social, but I'm going to talk about the traditional part first. So this year we were able to go on TV in all the states around us. We started at late March and we'll be on through the middle of the fall with our Ohio Find It Here fall commercial. And again, being able to be not just in Ohio, but in every state around us gives us that presence. We know that helps build the image. Well, then we can go on with our earned media, which is us talking about the things, talking to the media, the USA Today's and the Midwest Living magazines about the things to do in Ohio and having them write stories that end up reaching a vast audience and being told through a third party, which makes them even stronger. That helps get our name out there to that 300 to 500 mile radius. And then the social media, well, what I love about social is it has no boundaries. We have now just gotten over 205,000 followers on Facebook, over 60,000 followers on Instagram, and over 40,000 on Twitter. And when you look at the states around us, right, the ones we talked about we're competing with, we are ahead of all except for one, Michigan. I hope to get them one day, but all ahead of all but one right now. Very proud of the growth we've seen. We're literally growing by the tens of thousands in our social media followers. And that's because it's something that I've been working with my staff, something I'm working with to push and to pull our partners in using our hashtag Ohio Find It Here. And now for many of our trails, also hashtag MyOhioTrail.
Real quick, I assume folks, if they just want to, they can see your ads online somewhere?
They can. At ohio.org, you can find the commercial, or you can go to YouTube and type in Ohio Find It Here. Also on the social media, Ohio Find It Here Facebook page, you'll find a lot of this as well.
Excellent. Well, we're chatting with Matt McLaren, Director of Tourism Ohio. We're going to find out more about some of the things that they do to not only promote the state in general, but some of the specific tourism opportunities in the Buckeye State. We'll be back to talk more with Matt right after this.
Going on a farm tour.
Going on a farm tour.
Lots of things for us to see. Going on a farm tour.
Going on a farm tour.
Lots of fun for you and me.
We're chatting tourism in Ohio with Matt McLaren. And Matt, you and I were talking earlier about the whole farm to table movement and how that's creating a lot of buzz. And even agritourism opportunities are big in Ohio. And many Ohio Farm Bureau members are finding that a great way to connect with people, expand their business. And so I would encourage folks to check those opportunities out as well as we're talking about all the great things to see and do in Ohio. You, Matt, I always pictured what the Tourism Association, your group, did as promoting Ohio, but a big part of what you do is take large operations or mom-and-pop tourism industries or events, and you partner with them to help get their word out. So it's not this just generic Ohio thing. It's specific Ohio companies and places.
That's right, Joe. The number one reason people are coming to our website, ohio.org, is to find listings, find businesses, find the hotel they're going to stay at, the restaurant they're going to go to, the attraction, or the event or festival they're going to come to when they're in Ohio. We have over 3 million visitors a year. Those listings can be put on our website for free. So I'd encourage anyone that's listening now that owns a business that wants more visitors to make sure they're listed at ohio.org. And you can go to that page, ohio.org, to the bottom, find out where you submit your listing.
And you were mentioning all of the effort being put into social media marketing. Is there a way for these businesses to kind of tie in and ride that wave too?
Absolutely. Use our hashtag. Hashtag Ohio Find It Here. And once a business does that, we're able to pull up and we see the people using our hashtag. If it's an image that we like or something that coordinates with what we're promoting at that time, we'll find ways to promote it again. And with over 200,000 followers on Facebook, over 60,000 on Instagram, that means if we find something that fits, you're going to get a lot more people viewing and thinking about your business when we send it out or retweet it or put it out there on social.
So summer things to do. I know the one that you're paying a lot of attention to, the Ohio Ice Cream Trail. What is that?
That's right. Well, we have over 50 adventure trails now at Ohio.org, the most famous of which has become the Ohio Ice Cream Trail. These are 15 stops across the state of Ohio that some of the best ice creams, we know the best ice cream is made here in Ohio, some of the nationally recognized companies, and also ones with just a great heritage in making ice cream in Ohio.
So what are some of the, give me an example or two of some place you would see if you hit,
I'm gonna
the trail.
I'm going to help you eat your way in ice cream across the state, Joe.
I'm in.
You can start down in Cincinnati with Graters, right? Known for their black raspberry chocolate chunk and so many other great flavors. Come up through Columbus with Jenny's ice cream and their salty caramel and just so many, this artisan Jenny's Splendid ice cream, the way they put it together. You got to stop at Young's Jersey Dairy. There's your agritourism. They do such a good job, not just with their ice cream, but their entire experience. You can see the cows. You can play putt-putt golf, do the batting cages. Go up through Toffs in Sandusky. This is one of my favorites. They make uniquely Ohio, they name their flavors with unique Ohio names, including Lake Erie Cookie Monster. Take blue cake batter and cookie dough and mix it together for this great flavor, and then you got to hit Cleveland. That's one of the final stops. Either a Sweet Moses, your 10-scoop terminal tower, or what I think some of the just the best ice cream, and that's Mitchell's ice cream.
Now, is there some kind of like competition or prize you can win? I don't know, for eating the most ice cream or hitting the most venues or...
There is. So Velvet Ice Cream, also one of the largest producers in Ohio, located right here in Amish Country, Ohio. If you are eating ice cream in our state and you post with hashtag Ohio Find It Here or hashtag My Ohio Scoop, you can win a year's worth of free ice cream from Velvet Ice Cream.
That is a pretty good deal. Now,
you got to post in July, though. You got to do it in July.
So the ice cream trail, not the only trail type promotion, right?
No, there's many, and I'm going to talk about one of the other food trails that helped inspire the ice cream trail, and that was the Butler County Donut Trail. 12 mom-and-pop donut shops in Butler County, down near Cincinnati. Someone figured out they're all within 80 miles, and if you stop at all 12 mom-and-pop donut shops, you get a T-shirt. It says, I completed the Butler County Donut Trail.
The nature trails, we've had them in Ohio for quite some time, but... Still worth reminding folks what's out there, the opportunities.
Absolutely. And this is the year of the trail in Ohio. And we know one of the main reasons visitors come here for outdoor experiences, our state parks, our local parks. There are over 5,000 miles of trails, nature trails, hiking, biking, running trails across the state. Very happy to have a partnership with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. We're right now on the front of our website. We're promoting these nature trails.
Scenic Byways program, that's not exactly yours. It's what, DOT's, but
right.
That's part of what we do to get the word out about some neat things to do in Ohio.
That's right. You got to be able to go from one place to another. You got to take a road. Why not take a scenic byway? See the beautiful areas across the state and hopefully enjoy some of our attractions, restaurants, retail, and more along the way.
We will be back in just a couple of moments to wrap up our conversation with Matt. Matt McLaren is Director of Tourism Ohio. And Matt, website real fast?
Ohio.org.
That's pretty easy to remember. We'll be back to talk with Matt in just a few moments on Town Hall Ohio.
Hello, Ohio. The back road. I know Ohio like the back of my hand. Alone Ohio, where the river bends.
Ohio, Find It Here. That's the theme of the marketing that's going on, trying to convince folks from around the area to come visit Ohio, see all of the great things, do all the great things that Ohio has to offer. Matt McLaren is Director of Tourism Ohio, and it's his job to help make that dream of making Ohio a bigger tourist industry come true. We've talked on this show in the past, Matt, with the folks from the Ohio Department of Agriculture about the Ohio Proud program. I'm going to oversimplify, but it basically identifies foods and food companies that are tied to the Buckeye State.
That's right.
What's Tourism Ohio doing with Ohio Proud at the Department of Agriculture?
Yeah, it's a great program, and I want to be able to work with local Ohio businesses and promote them. Visitors come here and see the products and feel the products that they're using and eating are from Ohio. Ohio Proud already had that in place. You know, when you see that Ohio Proud logo, that it means that was either grown here or made here. And very happy to have a partnership with Department of Agriculture, Lori Panda, and Ohio Proud, where now many of the items we put out there, when they're Ohio Proud designated, that's listed with them. One of the examples is the Ohio Ice Cream Trail. Many of the stops already are part of the Ohio Proud program, and you will see right on our website that Ohio Proud logo next to the stops that are part of it.
So we have had great success at drawing people into Ohio. I imagine that your goal is to make that success even larger, either for you personally or I think there's even a strategic plan in place. So what's the future look like? What are the things we're going to do to bring even more people in to visit?
Yeah, we're very proud of the brand and being able to expand the brand to get more and more people to see these positive images of our state. Doing that through our paid media, but also anytime we can do it through earned media and social. And then working with businesses. I'm very much a partnership guy. So Columbus is promoting itself. Cleveland's promoting itself. So is Sandusky, Ohio, Appalachian Country. We've gone out of our way to make sure those partners know that we care about them, that we want to be tapping into their efforts and them to be a part of ours. And being able to do things like produce video that I know many of our counterparts through Ohio's Appalachian Country will use on their website and be able to offer to them for free. Those are the type of partnerships I want to continue to build. I want to pull the industry together because doing so, getting the whole industry to work together, that's how I know we're going to grow that 219 million visits, that record number, to even more next year.
So how are we doing? You made the point that we fund this through taxpayer dollars. I would suppose, like every other state agency who has a job to do, you wouldn't mind seeing more money come into the efforts.
Yes, but at the same time, very happy with the budget that we have right now. We're at an $11 million budget, which is the most we've been in quite some time. It's enough where I'm able to do a truly regional campaign and making sure I'm spending every dollar as efficiently as possible to have that regional campaign, getting more visitors to think about coming to our state.
So we've got about a minute or two left here, just real quick. Give me your 90-second elevator speech, if you would, Matt. You're talking to somebody who has no knowledge of Ohio. Three or four reasons they should come and experience the state.
Joy, happiness, excitement. Ohio, find it here. Everything from a great urban experience like Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati provide to world-class attractions like that of Cedar Point, the Rock Hall, Pro Football Hall of Fame, to top zoos, Columbus Zoo, Toledo Zoo, Cincinnati Zoo. And at the end of the day, the reason you really want to be here are the people. You find a friendliness in the state of Ohio, a friendliness in our people, welcoming that you won't find anywhere else. And you combine that welcoming with first-class experiences. Well, it's why people, I hope, will continue to come to Ohio. I know will, because we're promoting it to them and encouraging them to. And you can find over 1,000 things to do here at ohio.org.
You said you had, what, two little girls?
I do, four and eight.
They may have, just for reference sake, I have granddaughters that are about that age, but that's a whole different story. But they probably have an advantage that no other couple of little girls have. They don't have to go to the website. Daddy knows it all. So what do they like to do? And I'm sure they have a little grasp of what you do. What do they like to go see?
Yeah, we had a chance to go down to Hocking Hills here just a few weeks ago, and it was the day after it rained pretty hard, so the amount of water flowing was even better than ever. And we went to Ash Cave, and to see just this waterfall flowing over four stories high in Ash Cave, Hocking Hills. They loved it, running around, playing in the water, having a great time.
Great way to close out the show with that wonderful picture of just one small piece of everything Ohio has to offer. Matt, thanks for being here. Matt McLaren, Director of Tourism Ohio, and thanks to all of you for tuning us in this week on Town Hall Ohio.
Town Hall Ohio is a project of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and is brought to you with the support of Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Join us again next week for Town Hall Ohio.